You're listening to ESBO International's School Business Insider. I'm your host, John Brucato. Each week on School Business Insider, I sit down with school business officials and industry experts from around the world to share their stories and explore the topics that matter most to you. Find out what it means to be a school business official and get your insider pass on all things school business. Hello and welcome back to School Business Insider, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm very excited to sit down with three guests. It's our incoming board of 2024 for ESBO International. We have Gina Lanier. She's from Colorado, Wanda Erb, Pennsylvania, and Melissa Fetkether of Iowa. Welcome, everybody. So happy to have you.
Thank you.
So I wanted to sit down with you all and just take an opportunity to introduce you to our listeners as the incoming board of directors for 2024. So before we kind of get into the ESBO International stuff specifically, maybe you can just give our listeners a little bit of your background. So Gina, maybe starting with you.
All right. So I fell into school finance like many of my colleagues. I moved to Colorado from Georgia in 2005 and was offered a position as an accountant for a school district about 9 miles from my house. I didn't even know that was a thing. And within a few short months, I realized I really had a passion for it. My background had been accounting in the property management real estate industry. And so getting the opportunity to work and give back to the community, I've always been a service-driven person.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool after I got over the culture shock of not trying to earn money, instead spend it wisely, right?
Right.
So my current district, I've been there only about 10 months. And so I work for Adams 12 Five-Star Schools, which is in Thornton, Colorado, about half hour north of Denver. And we have about 35,000 students.
Wow.
And
It's always fascinating to me just being on this podcast because you learn so much about your colleagues. And I feel, I don't know if just coincidence lately, those that I've been talking to or have multiple thousands of kids in their district. When I look at mine, it's 1,300. So very, very different.
But we have more than 1,300 staff.
Yeah. I can only imagine. But thank you for joining us today, Gina. How about you?
Thanks, John. I'm glad to be here today. I actually learned about school business and the fact that there is a central office when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah, my high school principal came into my business ed classroom and asked me if I wanted to work in the main office. And at that point in time, I learned about the superintendent's office. And then when my principal moved to the curriculum office at central office, I went on to college and he said, oh no, you're coming back to work during semester breaks. And I learned that there was a business office and I just fell in love with it. I really love school business, love serving my community. Grew up in the same town that I was the school business official for 30 plus years.
Wow.
So now I am at a school district. I've been there 6 years now at Williamsport, Pennsylvania, which is the home of the Little League World Series. And that school district, we have about 5,000 students, so a little larger than my hometown district where we had about 2,800. So
wow.
Just love it. It's a great business to be in.
Absolutely.
And if you ever get distressed or stressed out, you just walk down the hall and visit with the children, and then it just makes you regroup and know what you're doing it for.
Yeah, it reminds you why we do this, right?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating. And then Melissa, what about you? Give us a little bit of your background.
I have worked in school business now for about 16 years, but I, as with Gina, kind of fell into the position and did not know they existed. But my husband and I lived in an urban area and decided we were going to move back to the rural community we grew up in. And so I applied for a job, received the job, and have found my passion. So the district I work for right now is Postville Community School District. And what makes that stand out, not only is it only 800 students, which is very small and rural.
Right.
But of those 800 students, about 75% of them are non-white students, which in Iowa is a very unique situation. So mm-hmm. we're kind of a island in other districts within Iowa, and no day is ever the same.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason I love the work, too. It just doesn't seem to be the same every day. So it just keeps me coming back, not really sure what I'm going to walk into every day, but, you know, that's part of the excitement. Really interesting, though, with you, Wanda, how kudos to your principal for getting you involved early on. I think we need more of that in schools because I think I can count on one hand the number, well, maybe two hands now, the number of people that knew the business office existed before, you know, way, way down in their career.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it was just, like I said, it was just one of those things where he said, oh, no, you're coming to the curriculum office with me. And at that point, then I learned about the school business.
I was already in college receiving my bachelor's degree in business administration, and it just fell right into play for me.
Yeah, just makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So I wanted to take some time to just allow our listeners to learn a little bit more about you coming into to ASBO International. And I have to say, it's a really lofty goal because any conference or leadership forum, specifically where we are today that I'm at, the campaigning is just insane. You know, coming from ASBO New York, it's much simpler. You know, it's just like a you get petition and then online vote. But I mean, people have T-shirts, people have coasters and pens and you name it. But before we get into those specifics, I'd really like to know, why did you run and why do you want to be part of ASBO International's leadership? Wanda, maybe we can start with you as vice president.
Sure. I got involved early on in my career with this state organization, and we have what we call regional chapters in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So I got involved with that and just the ability to collaborate with the local people, and then it just kind of grew to the state level, and you go through the chairs, serve on the board, officership at the state level, and then you just are looking for more.
Yeah.
And just you just keep broadening that network, and it is just a fabulous network and a fabulous group to be with. If you've got a problem, you know, you may not know how to deal with it, but I could contact Melissa or Gina or anybody else and say, hey, I'm dealing with this. What are your thoughts? Can you help me out here? And everybody's just, we're not competitive in the fashion that we...
Not against each other, right?
Right. Yeah. Not like the private sector might be. And that's just a phenomenal opportunity for a network.
Yeah, well said. I mean, we've said time and time again on this podcast that you could pick up the phone and call anybody in the ASBO International Network, and you know that on the other side of the phone, someone's going to be there to help you, right? Mm-hmm. Which is great. I don't know that you find that, you know, everywhere else. It's like you said, we're not producing widgets. We're not looking to make a profit. We're looking to make kids' lives better, and we can all do that together.
And we all want to do that together.
Right.
So no one is saying, oh, I can't help Wanda out today. You know, we're always willing and able.
No trade secrets, right?
No trade secrets. Well, there might be trade secrets, but we don't keep them secret. We share.
Right. Great. Melissa, what about you? What got you involved in ASBO International leadership?
Like Wanda went through the state ranks, I did as well. And coming from a very small rural district, there aren't a lot of supports in place within each district. We don't have specialized roles as much as some of the larger districts. So we're kind of responsible for a little bit of everything. We do the same things, but on a much smaller scale. So the Iowa ASBO and then ASBO International were both great influences in my career in the beginning, especially. And I just want to be able to give back and make sure that those other people that are out there in rural districts know that they play an important role, just like everyone else, and the supports are for them as well.
And do you feel that the smaller rural districts kind of get lost in the shuffle sometimes? And do you think that you and ASBO International are able to now maybe offer something a little bit more for that constituency?
I think that the offerings are much more than they were in the past, and mm-hmm. it continues to grow. And that's not to put light on the urban districts, because they're just as important in the needs that they have as well. But I just want to make sure they don't get lost again, or... Right. They have the ability and knowledge to reach out and where that support would be, or how they go about getting that, and that they're not alone either.
That's great. That's great. And Gina, how about you?
So I had the really cool privilege of watching Bill go through the ranks of ASBO International. So he and I served on the Colorado ASBO board. my first year on the board was his first year campaigning to get on the ASBO board. So I got to watch that firsthand. Yeah. And then I got to continue to watch his journey. And a few years ago, Colorado ASBO will do a couple visits where we'll go to other states. Mm-hmm. And so a few years ago, I actually got to go to Pennsylvania with Bill and got to see John Hutchinson and Ryan Stuck-Schulte. And I think Ed was there.
Ed Chavel
mm-hmm. was there. And Wanda. And so I got to hang out with them and just kind of experience a little bit of a taste of what serving on the ASBO International Board looks like.
Yeah.
And so I started asking questions back there, and people who have served on the ASBO board, I talked their ear off for probably 2 years.
Doing your due diligence.
Yes, I don't usually jump into things. And so even though I'm in a very large district, one of the districts I worked for in Colorado a few years back is a medium-sized district in Colorado. And I wore a lot of hats. And so in Colorado, there's 178 school districts. The top 20 have, I believe, I might have my facts a little wrong, but roughly 90% of the students.
Wow.
So we have some seriously small districts and then medium size. And so as part of the Colorado ASBO board, I really got involved because I saw when I got to wear all those hats, I learned so much. Rather than, like, right now, I don't wear as many hats, right? But because I did all these different jobs, I really learned and saw the support system of my peers. And I wanted to, like Melissa, I wanted to give that back and get involved in Colorado ASBO, serving on that board, teaching classes, doing whatever I could. Because, you know, now that I'm in a larger district, I have more resources at my hand. But those smaller districts don't. And when you're... You know, when I was the accounting manager at this particular district, I oversaw accounting, grants, payroll, accounts payable, the warehouse, the print shop, and purchasing. I was the purchasing person. I have no business being a purchasing person. I, by trade, am an accountant. But I learned so much, and I had so many people because of my colleagues in the Colorado ASBO to lean on. And so seeing that same level for ASBO International really just became incredibly important to me. And how do we help grow those future leaders? I don't know about other people, but in Colorado, we're seeing, you know, it's challenging to fill CFO roles. It's challenging to fill budget director or budget manager entry-level roles. Like, we're just not getting people interested and not getting people interested in staying and becoming those future leaders. I have like 10 to 13 years before I retire, and I take it really seriously. Like, I want to find who's going to replace me.
Yeah.
So that was a really long answer.
No, that was great. I mean, that was great. We're dealing with something very similar in New York. I mean, one of our biggest concerns is that pipeline of qualified candidates, and it just seems to be dwindling these days, you know? And I have some time until I retire, but like you, it's one of my main focuses to just make sure that the name is getting out there. People who even just are aware that the job exists. I mean, that's why I've been so impressed with that principal of yours, because they gave you that exposure right before you even went to school or for college, right? So get them early and then
get them early and get them hooked into it. Yeah.
Right.
And just to piggyback a little bit off what Gina was saying, John, in regards to that pipeline and trying to, I think that's one of the things that ASBO International is trying to do as well, as to provide the professional development for those individuals to bring them on, such as this leadership program, you know, building leaders.
Yeah, absolutely. The soft skills are just as important, right?
They are.
Yeah. It is. And bringing those people to leadership conference, ACES, the Eagle Institute, I've gotten to participate in those for the last several years, and bringing some people along that you see, hey, they're in the pipeline. How can we help give them those skills and even build their network? Because hopefully they'll want to step up and do these jobs when we're not.
Yeah.
And so this Wanda's spot on.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's change gears a little bit. I want to know, what goes into running for a board seat in ASBO International? When I first started as a school business official and started getting interested in ASBO International, just as a member, you know, on the periphery, you see a slate of candidates and you do an online vote. That was kind of my exposure. But I know now there's a lot more that goes into actually becoming a candidate and actually running for a seat. ASBL International is a huge organization. And when you think of the ratio of board members to total members, I mean, it's competitive. So how do you get your name out there and how do you generate interest in you becoming a candidate and hopefully a director? Gina, I know a little bit of your story, but share it with the masses.
Sure. So because I had the example of Bill, and prior to that, Colorado had Ron McCulley serve on the ASBL board, mm-hmm. and Bert Hooja, he served on it. So I had a good example of people from my state who've been there, done that. And so we started at the Portland conference. Those of you listening, this is the Gina on the green t-shirt. I get that question all the time. And so the entire Colorado ASBL board was able to travel to Portland. We brought t-shirts, as many as we could, handed them out. We did a happy hour reception party where I talked to as many people as I possibly could. I don't know how many. Thankfully, I'm not an introvert. I can't imagine trying to do this as an introvert because you would just leave exhausted.
Yeah.
I was tired, but I can talk to anybody, and right. I would be doing that regardless of running for the board. You can't shut me up, as you can tell. So that was a blast. And then, so that was the primary focus at the national conference. We did that, and that the entire Colorado ASBL board was a part of that. This was not Gina. This was our executive directors. This was everyone serving on the board and then membership who happened to attend the conference. I remember, I wish I had more pictures, but just seeing all of those green t-shirts, it was
quite the
so
army, Gina, I have
much
to say.
Fun. It was a blast. And just seeing everyone come together to support me was incredibly, like, I have never felt so grateful. It was,
yeah, that had to be
it
humbling.
Was really humbling, yeah. And really cool. And what a great team, right?
Yeah.
And then for leadership last year, we did a combo happy hour. And so maybe I'll let Melissa share a little bit more. And Wanda participated in that too. The highlight was we each picked a drink that people could order. And so I had the Gina, and it was a strawberry ranch water.
You had your own cocktails?
Yes, we did. We had our own cocktails. And I don't want to steal the thunder for Wanda and Melissa, but they each had their own cocktails, and it was just a really fun, great, I had a great time, a great event, mm-hmm. meeting and talking to people
That's
from
great.
All over.
All right, you pick up the baton. How was it, Melissa? How did it go for you?
Well, speaking as an introvert, it is a difficult thing to speak to people. But so I had Ed Schauble, who was actually the ASBL president a few years ago, and Paul Bobeck, who served on the board as well, as great examples. And Iowa ASBL has provided great support, and it's very humbling to have that support of your state members and other SBOs, because they're putting their faith in you and trust in you, which is a huge thing for me to take upon myself. But you know, in addition to the events at leadership and at the national conferences, there's a lot of travel involved and to other state conferences and putting yourself out there and just getting to know people, forming relationships, and just letting them know what you're about. So
yeah. And what was the Melissa? What was that? What was that drink? Do you remember?
I was an old fashioned kind of drink. I'm a bourbon fan, so.
Oh yeah, me too. All right, great, great. Wanda, how about you?
I think Melissa hit it on the head when she said relationships, mm-hmm. and I like Gina. Pennsylvania has a very strong history of individuals participating at the national level or international level, from Denny Bolton, which was, I don't know, 95, 96 maybe, wow. John Frombaugh, Chuck Linderman, Chuck Peterson, and Jay Himes, our executive director at Pennsylvania, was fabulous for me, just getting me involved. And we did some of the events like Gina was saying, et cetera. But a lot of ours was just out there And like Melissa, I am a bit of an introvert. so it is, you're tired when you go home.
Sure.
You know, when you leave, you are tired, but you're out there and you're at the events and you're introducing yourself to people and you're building those relationships. And I think those relationships are key when you are finally campaigning. Like I was attending, you know, ASBO International before I had decided
right.
that I was going to run, but I had met many people along the way. So I think relationships are key. The support of your state organization is, if you don't have the support of your state, I just don't see how you would ever be successful.
Yeah, I was thinking as all three of you were explaining your situation, it sounds like it wouldn't even be close to being possible had it not been for the support of your state organizations. Is that fair to say?
Totally.
Yeah. You really need that. And, you know, I did do some traveling, but a lot of mine was the leadership, the ASBO International Conference. And then we made telephone calls.
Yeah.
You know, picking up, making that personal communication with the individuals who are going to vote, yeah. whether it be an email, telephone call. We did mailings.
I remember I got your postcard mm-hmm. and your website was all set up.
You get your, yes. Yeah. I got to give my daughter credit for my website. She did that for me. But those things. But again, I think it all comes back to just meeting people and those networks that you create. So I would encourage anybody that's listening, that's maybe contemplating whether or not to run, to reach out to any one of us. We'd be happy to share our experiences. It is stressful. There's no doubt.
I can only imagine.
You're running with a colleague that, you know, you've got a friend, you know, and it turns into a very stressful situation.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
But regardless of the outcome, you walk away with amazing friendships and relationships from people from all over the country and the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume, like, even if you run and you don't win the seat, you're still part of an amazing organization. And I can't imagine there's any bad blood. You have a great network to lean on moving forward, right?
So true. One of the coolest things is I had some colleagues go to ACES and they're like, you know everybody. And it's like, I'm like, New Jersey, New York, Alaska, Texas, Iowa.
She's a cheerleader.
It's just so much fun. And to, I got to go to Alaska as one of the site visits.
Oh, wow.
And so there's a few folks from Alaska that I've met a couple times and mm-hmm. they're here this week, it's, I don't even know what day it is right now. They're here this week and I'm like, oh my gosh, Heather.
Yeah, I just spoke to Heather was on yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that is so cool to have built those relationships. And I have actually reached out to different people that I've met at conferences to ask questions or at ACES, I was talking to a gentleman from Canada and we were talking about some book recommendations. I'll send you them. Give me your card. Mm-hmm. I emailed him. He gave me some book recommendations. And where else does that happen, right?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. The friendships are amazing. And like Wanda, Colorado's a small state for ASBO International. If you are thinking about running, the size of your state doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Having your state support matters immensely, but it doesn't matter how small your state is. It can be done. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't move on without asking, Wanda, what was your drink? What was the Wanda?
The Wanda was a Malibu Bay Breeze.
Nice. Very good.
Give me the beach. Right. Give me the beach.
Great. So I think running for a board of director seat is a unique experience in and of itself. But I think also you're coming in at a very unique time for ASBO International, right? So we have a brand new executive director. Very exciting. So what does that mean for you? I mean, what are you looking forward to most in your new role with ASBO International? Wanda, we'll start with you.
I am looking forward to where we are going to go with Jim. Mm-hmm. He has some great, just that vision is there. We've talked about this Vision 35 that he has resurrected because we actually had something back in 2005.
I was going to say the early 2000s.
Yeah, that Jim was part of. And so it's just going to be this great bridging from knowing where we were at in 2005 and moving forward. So I'm really looking forward for that, building relationships with our affiliates and trying to figure out what we can do to enhance what they offer. Where can we help them?
Yeah.
And so that's
great.
I'm just excited about having Jim and the staff did a great job last year, though. God, they really need to be commended for pulling forward and keeping us moving forward.
Absolutely. So, well said. Melissa, what about you? What are you excited about in this new venture?
Well, I'm excited to learn from this great group of people that I get to now work with for 3 years. But working with the affiliates in states and getting what they need, just an example is for Iowa, we have a certification within our state where we are required to have a certain number of hours every 3 years to maintain that certification. But the hours that people learn or gain from the ASBO International events do not qualify for that because mm-hmm. it is a state board of educational examiners.
Yeah.
And so my goal, as I mentioned to Jim in one of his onboarding activities, is that, you know, somehow working with our state and our association to make that if people do come to these conferences, they're getting not only the benefit of the knowledge, but the benefit of the credit. So
that's just such a great idea.
Finding programs and different ways we can help the states and them moving forward as well.
Well, I might be bugging you because it's very similar in New York. We have so many PD hours we need to do every so many years to maintain our certification. But right. unfortunately, because it is state specific, these ASBO International events don't count. So best of luck. I hope you can figure that out. That would be great. And Gina, how about you?
So along with Melissa, absolutely looking forward to learning from this great group of people. The ASBO staff is amazing. They are such a joy to work with, and they're so helpful. And Jim's leadership is, you know, I was talking to him earlier, and I'm like, feels like you've been here 6 months. Like, he dove right in and is already making a difference. And, you know, to Wanda's point, that's the staff and John did such a great job last year. John yep. provided great leadership with the rest of the ASBO team, and Jim has jumped in feet first and is doing such a great job. I hope that I can bring our perspective to the board to provide value and find that value for our membership, for our affiliates, and help. You know, my passion is how do we help grow school business officials awesome. So that they can take that next step in their career. So that's something that, you know, I'll be listening and absorbing probably the first bit
yeah.
As I learn the culture and whatnot, but it is it's really an honor to be able to serve, and these guys are just amazing.
Yeah,
great people, and I'm very, very fortunate.
That's wonderful. And we all know, and I'm sure everybody listening understands too, that time is always a premium for us. We're being pulled in so many different directions. So how do you balance this new commitment with everything else that you have to do? Melissa, maybe you can enlighten us a little bit.
Well, first, shout out to my superintendent and board of directors and my family for putting up with what I've gone through for the last few years to get here, mm-hmm. and also for their support in understanding the time away from the office and why it's needed. It is stressful, especially, yeah. you know, from a smaller school where I am responsible for more of the activities that are on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, thank goodness for remote opportunities and
right.
you know, I can do a lot from a hotel room, I've learned. So
right. Wanda, how about you? How are you balancing just work, personal, and now this VP role?
As Melissa said, you need the support of your family. My husband's great. He comes along with me too, so he's enjoying this as well.
Yeah.
But looking back at my superintendent, my school board, my staff back at the office, I have a little bit larger staff than I had when I started out because I wore all of those hats sure. that Melissa wears. So I rely on them. I can't honestly say, John, that I've really found that balance. You know, I'm working from here, from the hotel, just trying to keep everything going, you know?
Yeah.
And like Melissa said, thank goodness for the ability for the technology because we can Zoom, you know, you can connect your office very quickly. So
yeah, it's a blessing and a curse, right?
I mean, it is. Best part right now The offices are, everybody's gone. So like,
yeah, we should travel to the West Coast for us East Coasters, you know, everybody's, you know,
1 o'clock
dinner. And like,
I know, 1 o'clock, you stop getting emails.
Yeah.
You know, and you're sleeping when the other ones come in. So.
Right. And Gina, how are you finding that balance now with your new role?
So, you know, I have the new role, but I changed jobs 10 months ago. And
yeah,
so it was in the beginning.
Were you nervous how it was going to play out?
I was. I really funny story. My second interview, I was at the interview and had to go straight from there to the airport because I got to go to Iowa for a visit.
Oh, awesome.
And in that second interview, I was meeting with the cabinet team. And I shared with them because the first interview, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it beyond this step. So I didn't share too much about my ASBO journey. So in this second interview, I shared and I was like, I need you to know that I'm running for an ASBO seat and it's very important to me. So if it's not something that the district will support, I will have to, the Colorado ASBO team has put in way too much
right.
effort and time. I cannot change jobs and say, oops, sorry, not doing this.
Right.
And so the superintendent and our few others really shared their support. I was fortunate that our communications person was like the president of whatever the National Communications Board is. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Joe, if you're listening, sorry that I got that wrong. So they had already had an example of some cabinet members
good.
Serving
okay.
on a national board or an international board. And so, I, like these ladies, I could not be here if I didn't have that support. Although I would just be at my previous district and I had that support already. So really for me, balancing, paying attention to my schedule and trying to be thoughtful about
right.
what I have to do and when, something that's really awesome that I've gotten to see in the time that we've been able to participate with board meetings is there's really a good understanding that our primary job is really the most important. If you have negotiations and you have to get on a call because that's happening or you have a board meeting, you're not really being frowned upon
yeah.
for that. That there's a really true understanding that my day job is my priority,
right.
and I will do whatever I can to serve the board. And so that is something I appreciate.
Yeah.
But just time management and
yeah,
that's and a great team at work. Oh my goodness,
I know.
So. And I went through a similar experience when I interviewed and got my current job. I'm heavily involved in New York, and that's exactly what I did. First round, you know, I'm not going to get into that. We'll see how it goes. But when I was a finalist, I said, just so you know, I have commitments all year long. Not that I'm going to be out of the office every month, but, you know, there's going to be, you know, some weeks I'm not here because I'm in another part of the state. And similar to you, luckily, my board and my superintendent were very supportive. So I'm glad that you had that similar experience as well, because you can't do it unless you have the support back in your district, right?
Absolutely. And really, my team is so supportive, which I'm incredibly grateful for.
Yeah, yeah, great. Well, winding down here, I just, outside of your board work, we are on day two of the Leadership Forum here in San Diego. What have you liked most about being here and participating in all this professional development? What have you gotten most out of these first 2 days? Gina, we'll start with you.
So the focus has really been a lot on our DISC style.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just so intrigued by learning about that and how we each interact with each other based on our styles. So my big takeaway is thinking through for my team how my style, how they perceive it, versus how I intend it to be. And then also taking into consideration when I communicate with them, how I need to communicate because of their styles.
Yeah.
So that's been a really big takeaway.
Great. And Melissa, how about you?
In addition to, like Gina said, learning about your communication style and how that affects all of your interactions with anyone that you deal with, team or family. And trust was a big thing today, and vulnerability and how important that is with everyone, including your work teams. And I think that self-awareness around those things is an important aspect for me to be aware of all the time and obviously improve.
And Wanda?
And these ladies said it really well. So I'm here. One, I guess the team building and and looking at it, like Gina said, with the disc and how what your impact, your score, your CD, whatever, how it impacts your team, what adjustments you can make for that, and building that team, the trust.
Yeah.
And you have to make yourself vulnerable.
Yeah.
So it's just...
And I have to imagine it must be a great timing for you three coming into this role brand new. I mean, Wanda, you've been in with International for some years now, but I mean, you're part of a very impactful, very high-functioning group. So I think knowing where you fall within that group is just going to make you even more of an effective team. So... I guess the timing is really well coming into this directorship.
In our first day, that's what we focused on. We focused on building our team, our board, and working together that way. So that was a very good inside, you know, track there too. So, we're doing great.
Yeah, you're doing great. So thank you all for sitting down with me. Congratulations again for what you're doing and winning your seats. And I'm excited to see what comes in the next few years and really the direction of ASBO International with the Vision 35 Task Force. And it's a really good time to be a part of ASBO International. And I'm very excited for the three of you adding to that leadership. So thank you again for sitting down with me. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the leadership forum.
Thanks, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to School Business Insider. Make sure to check back each week for your favorite topics on school business.